Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to start by talking about transportation funding issues. Ever since the ill-conceived idea of tolling I-80 has been shot down repeatedly by the federal government, we've been looking for some funding solutions to deal with our transportation funding issues. Could you talk to us about what's going on in that arena?
Well, certainly transportation is one of those big issues that we're working on. The governor's called a special session on transportation, and he's immediately looking for additional revenue in the form of taxes and fees. And I think first and foremost, we have to take a step back and make sure that the transportation dollars that we're bringing in right now are being spent in a wise and responsible manner. And then after we make sure where all those dollars are going to, then if we still have a problem with transportation funding and transportation issues, and we all know that there are major transportation issues in this state and even in our region, we have a lot of highway and bridge projects that need to be completed and need to be undertaken. Then we can start the discussion about taxes and fees. But for the governor to immediately start talking about higher taxes and higher fees, I think is the wrong approach. I'm not even going to consider higher taxes until I know where the revenue we're bringing in right now is going and until I know where these higher taxes and fees would be going. And the major sticking point for me is that Governor Rendell over the last few years has been doing what he calls flexing or taking federal transportation dollars that I believe are for highway and bridge projects and flexing those for the major mass transit agencies in this state. So he's actually taking transportation dollars that should be going into highways and bridges and funneling a lot of that money into mass transit. And I do not want to see fees or taxes increased on all Pennsylvanians to continue funneling that money into those mass transit agencies. So I think that's the approach we have to take, and I think the governor needs to step forward and tell us where exactly the new tax money would go to.
And then there's another funding issue in Harrisburg. With the recently passed budget, there's $850 million that is supposed to be coming from the federal government that was assumed in this budget. And talk to us about what the status of this money is and what we would do if this money doesn't come in.
Well, that's something that's still hanging over our head from the budget that was recently passed. And Governor Rendell insisted that $850 million would be coming from the federal government, and he insisted that it be spent in the budget. And obviously, as you stated, we're not sure if that revenue is going to be coming. There are indications from the federal government that it may not be coming. And certainly, if it's not coming, that creates a huge budget hole for us, and we would have to go back and decide where to make cuts to accommodate that $850 million reduction.
And I understand that there's some legislation recently introduced to create a public integrity commission. Talk to us about what this commission would be about and where you stand on this issue.
Well, there is legislation being proposed by a bipartisan group that would create a public integrity commission with a goal of restoring the public's trust in state government. You know, we've had many years of scandals involving ghost employees, job selling, cover-ups, kickbacks for lucrative state contracts. Right now, there's just a general distrust of Harrisburg and state government, and with some of the stuff that's gone on, it's understandable. This legislation would create this public integrity commission that would be charged with uncovering and investigating corruption at all levels of government within the Commonwealth. And as I said, it's a bipartisan group, and I'm glad to co-sponsor the legislation because I think it's something that's very much needed.
And finally, there's a senior expo coming up in your area. Talk to us about when it is, where it is, and what kind of services are going to be offered at it.
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting another Senior Citizens Expo at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford in the Sports and Fitness Building inside the gymnasium. This event's going to be held on Friday, August 13th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And this is something that I've been hosting for the last 8 years. And the events have been very well attended. We have many, many organizations present at this meeting. And this is an opportunity to walk around and talk face-to-face with people from these organizations and gather some really good information about programs for senior citizens and ask questions with representatives from these organizations. So I would encourage everyone to come out to the Senior Expo. Also this year, in addition to the regular health screenings that we're doing, we will have some special screenings for blood sugar and cholesterol. The healthcare providers that are providing that particular screening are charging a $5 fee for the test, and you can sign up on a list at my district office in Bradford to take part in that particular screening. The results will be given to the individual that day. It only takes about 10 minutes. So if you'd like to participate in that particular screening, call my office. Otherwise, you're certainly welcome to participate in all the other screenings that day.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in each week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.